Nikki Haley calls on Biden to answer for raid on Mar-a-Lago. By Christina Wong on August 8, 2022. Nikki Haley, former President Donald Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, called on President Joe Biden to answer for his agencies after the FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. "The American people must always trust their government. The DOJ and FBI don't have the luxury of saying no comment. If they won't comment, then Biden owes it to the American people to answer for his agencies. If Biden doesn't act, then Congress needs to handle this," she tweeted. Her support for Trump is significant as she is viewed as a potential 2024 presidential contender. It is also significant as a growing number of more establishment Republican figures have weighed in against the FBI raid, which reportedly had to do with alleged classified documents from during the Trump administration being stored at Mar-a-Lago. The New York Times reported. The search, according to multiple people familiar with the investigation, appeared to be focused on material that Mr. Trump had brought with him to Mar-a-Lago, his private club and residence, when he left the White House. Those boxes contained many pages of classified documents, according to a person familiar with their contents. NBC News initially in February that the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, found items marked as classified national security information within boxes sent to Mar-a-Lago. Kash Patel, former top Trump administration official, told Breitbart News in an interview in May that the story was just another disinformation campaign designed to break the public trust in a president that lived on transparency. "It's yet another way to attack Trump and say he took classified information when he did not," he told Breitbart News. The White House counsel failed to generate the paperwork to change the classification markings, but that doesn't mean the information wasn't declassified. "I was there with President Trump when he said we are declassifying this information," he added. Patel said Trump had declassified whole sets of materials in anticipation of leaving government that he thought the American public should have the right to read themselves. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.